Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter. Welcome, everybody. So, most people don't ignore their body. They just don't like what they hear. So, they judge it, fix it, or shut it down. And a lot of people think they're disconnected from their body, but what if you're not disconnected from your body at all? What if you're actually hearing it constantly, but immediately turning everything it says into a problem? And this is where the self-judgment comes in. Because today on the Exploration of Wonder, we're talking about listening to your body without judging yourself. So welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And for nearly 20 years, I have truly helped and facilitated thousands of people with listening to their bodies. And I have heard it all. And most of it has been judgment about the people, not necessarily about their bodies. Now, that's a small distinction, but it's a huge one. Because most people think, oh, I'm judging my body so badly. But then when they come to one of my classes or do a session, they start telling me all the horrible things they think they've done to their body and how mad their body must be at them. Which, my friends, is all just judgment of yourself. You're like, oh, I did this, and so my body is this way. My poor body, I did this. Yeah, I mean, there are those people who are like, oh my gosh, my body hates me and because it's working against me or whatever. But underneath that, 9 times out of 10, they're really just judging themselves. So how do you actually listen to your body without judging you? Because spoiler alert, and I'll say this a lot during this show, but spoiler alert, the second you judge, the second you have that energy of judgment, whether it's about yourself, your body, an action, anything, you shut down awareness. As plainly as I can say that, the solidification of judgment keeps you in your universe from receiving information in the form of awareness, precognition, anything, energies from the universe, from your body, from anything else. Judgment stops awareness, stops information from coming in. And so this is why, you know, a lot of people talk about listening to their body, and I am one of those, but not many people talk about not judging you in regards to your body. Because you can be the kindest to your body, absolutely. And if you are judging you about what you think you're doing to your body, you're shutting it all down. You're disconnecting from your body, from the universe, from the energies, from information flowing in, from the motion and flow of it all. Not judging your body is not enough. Plain speak. Not judging your body is not enough. You must also not judge yourself. Okay? Now, that doesn't mean that you... How to say this? You still have to be willing to tell yourself the honest truths about what you're doing, the actions behind it, the agendas, but then not judging it, not judging you for it, okay? And I've done a whole show, I think, on no more self-bullying, and there's a big difference in I'm just being true to myself, and I'm like, no, actually, you're being a big jerk. True vulnerability, true willingness to have the awareness with no judgment takes practice, takes a willingness, and we're going to get into that today, okay? So if I haven't said it yet, I'm Danielle Carter, nationally board certified health and wellness coach, and I do have something, I'm going to tease you with this right at the beginning. Since we are talking about bodies, I have something called Body Bit Chat. And it's a free daily email, Monday through Friday, of a tidbit of information from your body. Because as I said, I have, for nearly 20 years, I have taught and facilitated people on how to listen to their body. And the bodies have been very loud. And they were for years like, Danielle, do this, do this, do this. I'm like, no, I'm busy. So it talked to me for about 2 years before I started it, and I started it, oh golly, doing 4 or 5 years ago at this point. Wow. And it's just a quick little read delivered to your inbox of information from your body. And it's not me speaking. If you ever get a chance to see me, like, quote unquote, writing them, because I'm not writing them, I literally will sit there with my hands on the keyboard and, like, look out into the universe and then go, oh, okay, and start typing. I am downloading it from the bodies. I'm like, okay, bodies, what do you want to hear? So please do check it out. You can go to my website, donnielle.com, donnielle.com, and then Body Bit Chat is one of the menu options. So go and sign up for it today, and you can get the one for tomorrow. So as quickly as that. All right. So how do you judge yourself? How do you listen to your body without judging yourself? I was going to say, how do you judge yourself? We know how to judge ourselves. Most of us have made a habit out of it. I know I did for a long time. Okay. So first, let me flip a couple of things that I've seen over the years. A lot of people think I need to start listening to my body. How many of you said that? I need to start listening to my body. And then you put all this effort and energy into it, and then it peters out. And then you're like, it was going strong, and now the energy is just weird, or it's not talking, or I don't know, right? Well, I love my words. And so when you say, I need to start listening to my body, you can't start something you're already doing. You are listening to your body, you are having communication with your body. I know some of you are like, now, Danielle, no, I don't. Okay, you do. You know how I know you do? Do you know when your nose needs itches? Yeah, that's communication with your body. So many people think put communication with their body is some grand, glorious, the heavens open and the angels sing type of stuff. But you know what? It's as simple as, oh, my hair is itching, or it's tickling me, I need to move it, or my nose itches, or I need to pee. These are all successful communication with your body. So one of the first things I always suggest with everything is you can't try to start listening to your body. You have to acknowledge where you are. Okay? So right now, with me, right now, acknowledge. Yes, I have a communication with my body. I am listening, it is speaking, and we do have successful communication. Yay! And then you can always, I always suggest, doing 24 hours of acknowledging the successful communication. And trust me, you find out it's really interesting. Because I'm not kidding. Like right now, I could feel the hair on the back of my back, and it's tickling. And my toes are cold. That's all successful communication. Okay, so you're going to go through my nose itched. Every single time I do this, my nose itches. So that's just one of my first suggestions. And because that's not the problem. So that's why I'm not doing a whole show on that. It's just that first little bit, because acknowledge you're communicating with your body, move on. That's not the problem. That's not where the judgment of us comes in. Okay? Because our body is constantly communicating to us. It's tension is communication, fatigue, hunger, restlessness, that subtle off feeling, that pull towards something. You're receiving all that, you're listening. Okay, so that's not the problem. The problem is what happens right after. Okay, you get an awareness, you're like, oh, I'm fidgety. Then, boom. Boom is the problem, is what happens immediately after, and that's what we're going to talk about. Because instead of going, oh, that's interesting, or I wonder I'm aware of asking a question, which we'll get into because I always have tips, as you know. Instead of going into question or curiosity or wonder, you do judgment. Why am I like this? What is the problem? Or this is a problem, or I need to fix this. I need to stop it. I shouldn't feel this way. Judgment, 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 judgment. Just like that, communication shuts down. Okay. So many people focus on how do I start listening? I'm like, you are. Stop judging you. And then you can actually be in the flow of the communication with your body. Okay. Because your body, when communication shuts down, it's not because your body gets mad at you. Your body didn't stop talking to you. It's not sitting in a corner with its arms crossed going, I'm not talking to you. Infinite being, soul, screw you. Oh. We stopped because the communication, not stopped, but quieted almost indiscernibly because we're not willing to hear it without the judgment. And then judgment itself shuts it down. Okay. How does judgment break the signal? Well, your body doesn't respond well to criticism, and I don't mean it metaphorically. I wish I did, but I mean physiologically. All right. It is a natural reaction. The moment you judge, your nervous system tightens. Have you ever noticed that? The more you judge, the more you feel funny. Yeah. Your nervous system tightens, your breath changes, your chemical composition in your body changes, and your body moves into protection. And now you're no longer into awareness. You're in reaction. You're in the solidification of judgment. Let me give you an example, because I don't know about you, but my brain always helps with examples. So let's say your body is tired. Anybody else just been tired? Have your body tired? Yeah, we do. Me too. Been there like, I don't know, daily. That's the signal. That's the communication. Oh, my body's tired. But instead of acknowledging, oh, my body's tired or I'm tired, however you say it, it becomes, oh, I shouldn't be tired. Why am I so tired? Did I drink too much coffee and now I'm crashing? Or I didn't do enough to deserve rest. I can't go to bed yet. Why can't I handle more? Anybody else ever been there? I can't be the only one that does that. I know I'm not. That's why you're listening. So let's rewind that a little bit. Follow the energy with me. You know, like follow the bouncing ball, follow the energy with me. Signal, body's tired. My body is tired. I'm tired. My body's tired. See the energy, right? It's the flow. It's in the communication. Then look what happens to the energy when you say, oh, I shouldn't be tired. I should be able to keep going. Damn it. Why am I so tired? Why can't I do more right now? Look at the energy. Woo, boo. Collapse in on itself. There, my friends, is the joy of judgment. You take this spacious awareness because awareness. Even if it's something you don't want to hear, like I'm tired or my body is tired, still an awareness. And when awareness creates space, and so when you have that and you judge it, it collapses that space into a solidity, okay? And then you start arguing with your body. Why can't you stay up longer? Okay? And most people live in the argument with their body all day, which is an interesting thing. To see so many people go, I don't communicate with my body. But then when we talk, they acknowledge arguing with it all day. I'm like, well, then you kind of are, you know? But so why do we do this? Well, judgment feels like control. We name it, we define it. You know, this whole world tells us define it, know it, carry on. And so judgment feels like a control. And that, my friends, is the trap. Okay. Because if you can label it, fix it, judge it, then you're doing something. And this world tells you you always have to be doing something. So I'm going to label it, fix it, judge it. But awareness doesn't feel like control because it feels like space. And we've not been taught to value space. And so for a lot of people, until you practice it, until you really have the willingness to step into it, space feels uncomfortable because you don't immediately know what to do. You know, in last week's show, I was talking about you don't have to know the next step, or you don't have to know the end result to take the next step. which leads us to that uncomfortable place. Same thing was this, okay? So we're going to go on our next, our break here, but let me tell you this really quickly. Your body doesn't need you to control it, judge it, fix it, right? It doesn't need it labeled. It needs you to be in communion with it. And communion and communication require something simple that most people skip in favor of judgment. Communion and communication with your body and the universe and anything else requires curiosity, wonder. And I'm not just saying that because it's in the name of my show. It is. It requires curiosity. It requires wonder. It requires asking questions. You know, and questions are one of the things I used to hate doing. I got in so much trouble as a kid for constantly asking questions. Anybody else? Yeah, I was there too. And so we learned to shut down our curiosity, our wonder, our exploration, our ability to go, hey, I wonder what happens when this does this. But question actually opens the doors. Okay. So your body doesn't need you to control it. It needs you to be in communion with it, which is that question, curiosity, and exploration. All right. We're going to go for our commercial break. And if you are liking this show, my friend, please do consider going to your favorite podcast platform and giving me a rating, liking it, or even sharing it. Or if you really feel, you know, like adventurous, leave a comment. I will answer as fast as I can. But all this stuff does is tell the algorithms that, hey, I enjoyed this information. Other people should hear it too. And the only way to tell the algorithm that is to like, comment, share, and subscribe. So if you're enjoying this and you think other people want to hear it too, please do consider looking up the Exploration of Wonder on your favorite podcast so that we can get the information out to more people. All right, my friends, if I haven't said it yet, you are listening and watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am so grateful you and your body are here. And today we're talking about how to listen to your body without judging it. And the first segment, you're like, okay, thank you for telling me how I'm judging me in regards to my body and what it does. Now, how do I choose something different? Okay, so you laid out the problem. How do I fix it? Well, here we go. Okay, first, what does listening actually look like? We talked about this a little, but, you know, listening does not, it's not dramatic. Listening to your body is not dramatic. It's not complicated. It's actually quite subtle, which is why a lot of people miss it. Okay, and one thing I would like to expand upon that I haven't spoken a lot about over the years is the listening to your body and then not judging yourself. You need to start with removing one vital thing: the need to interpret what the information your body just gave you means. Okay, because we do that. It's a bastardization of that curiosity I talked about earlier. And so we get information, then we immediately go into, what does it mean? Well, when we're talking with our body, sometimes our body's even giving us information about other people, places, or things. And so if it's not even about us, it's not meaningful to us, it confuses us. Okay, so how to take out that meaning of the information doesn't mean you ignore it. It just means you need to take away the meaning of it. So rapid fire here, a couple of things. Instead of what's wrong, try what am I noticing? Okay, because what's wrong has a judgment attached to it. It's wrong. I must fix it, clean it, whatever, right? What am I noticing is more of an open-ended question of like, hey, what's going on? Okay, so instead of how do I fix this, try what is this showing me? Can you feel the shift in energy on that? Subtle, but dynamic. Because now you're not against your body or trying to attain meaning to it. You are remaining in the curiosity and the wonder of it. You're remaining in the exploration. You're not against your body. You're with it. Okay? So here's some very real practical experience. More practical things. Food. Anybody else ever eat? Yeah. So the first one, you feel hungry. And most people go, I shouldn't be hungry again. I just ate. That's a judgment. Listening would be, I'm hungry. I wonder what's going on. No story, no morality, just information. Because your body is so different every day. I know there are some days when you get there and you're like, oh crap, did I eat today? And then there are some days when you're like, my body requires more food. Both days work. Both days are okay. But we try to make one right and the other wrong. Social energy. Oh, it's one of my favorite. We're around people. Have you ever noticed that? The world is so people-y. And so how often have you been around people or in a group of people and you suddenly feel drained? Your body feels exhausted. The judgment is, why am I like this? I should be more social. Why can't I be with people? What is wrong with me? First of all, there's nothing wrong with you, okay? You're extremely aware. So listening is things like, oh, wow, my body feels exhausted. I'm around these people. What are you telling me? Body, what are you telling me? That's a good default question always, body. What are you telling me, right? Anxiety. Oh, you feel anxious. Suddenly you feel anxious and you feel it in your body, right? And the judgment is this has to stop. You're anxious about something. Your body's giving you information. So, but we try to make it stop. It has to stop, has to stop. Well, what if the way to stop the anxiety is to acknowledge and receive the information that your body's giving you? So you can do like, woo, this is a lot of energy. What can I do to have more space here or body? What are you telling me? Told you that's a good one just to have. Okay. That alone can soften the intensity because we spend so much energy trying to stop these things instead of just being present with the energy. Okay. And then if you notice all of those first questions, what's wrong with me? How do I stop it? Self-judgment. And that's the judgment of you. So here's some more quick shifts. Noticing without naming it good or bad. That's at the heart of the judgment. Catch the moment before it's judgment. This feels tight instead of this is bad. Okay. Then ask neutral questions. We've talked about that. Instead of what's wrong with me, what am I aware of? This is one I want you to really pay attention to. Slow down the reaction. Most of us live our life in state of reaction. We have misidentified that reaction is quick thinking, that reaction is getting things done fast. And while there is quick thinking and getting things done fast, absolutely, when it's in action, but when it's a reaction, it's more of an instantaneous, instinct type of thing, right? That's not action, that's reaction. And so often we'll get information and then we'll react without thinking about it, without asking the questions, without being like, hey, what is this? So we don't have to respond instantly. Slow it down, take a moment and go, whew, what is this? And then take action, okay? So slow down the reaction so you can take action. Another big one is separate sensation from story. Meaning, your body feels, you have emotions, and your body will give you sensations. Like I said earlier, my toes are cold. That's a sensation. That's a feeling. Our mind creates stories. We, the infinite being, the soul, the spirit, we create stories. My toes are cold. Oh my gosh, what if they fall off? What if they're not going to fall off, but you know what I mean? We do this, right? Then that creates the judgment of ourselves. So separate the sensation from the story. Acknowledge instead of fix. It's the last one, really. Sometimes your body is just giving you information. Sometimes it's not even about you. So just be like, okay, thanks, body, for the information. And let me say this. Listening to your body is not about getting it right. If it was, trust me, the world would be different, okay? So it's not about getting it right. It's just about acknowledging what's happening. It's tuning into it, not trying to fix it, but just going like, hey, thanks for the information. Because the moment we turn it into a problem, it becomes a problem. I know that sounds deep, but really, the moment we say, hey, this is a problem, we create a problem, and then we stop receiving information. Then we're judging ourselves for it. So if you take anything from this episode, please let it be this. You are not disconnected from your body. You are in communication with it. The shift is learning to listen to it. Ooh, I had my words backwards. Learning to listen to it without judging the information and then judging yourself for what you think you've done to it. Okay. So it's listening without turning everything into a judgment. Woo! I know that was a lot of information. Please do check it out when you get a chance. Listen again because your body whispered a lot to you. Speaking of whispering, please do check out BodyBit Chat, that free daily email from me and your body, whispered to you via email. It's a free daily email Monday through Friday. Go to donielle.com. donielle.com, and look up Body Bit Chat. See what the universe is whispering to you, what your body is whispering to you, because your body's not against you. It is so grateful that it gets to explore with you, my friends. All right. Thank you so much for being here and exploring. Thank you for your body being here, and please know your body chose you, and it is grateful to you every day, and I am grateful to you every day. Till next week, my friends, have a fun, flowy, magical week, and be back next week. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Donielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.